Do you think the Watergate comparison is a fair one?
Yes. What we see in both situations is a president feeling that an investigation was getting too close for comfort and trying to shut it down.
One key difference between now and then, there was a select committee on Watergate holding hearings on Capitol Hill. There were actual tapes recorded by Nixon in the Oval Office promising direct proof of a cover-up, and there were dogged reporters at the Washington Post and elsewhere piecing it all together.
The difference now is that the only one of those checks that is there is the press. And the president has spent a great deal of his presidency undermining the press.
You need Woodward and Bernstein.
Right.
But would investigative reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein have had the same impact in the era of Twitter and so-called fake news?
We know there's no such thing as fake news. We live in a time when people don't believe facts. And if we can't convince people that facts are facts, that's a very difficult situation.
Tonight, the Senate Intel Committee issued a subpoena for documents from General Mike Flynn. A sign their investigation of him is pressing on. Senators are also asking questions about Trump's business dealings.
During your investigation of all things Russia, did you ever find a situation where a Trump business interest in Russia gave you concern?
Senator Graham, I can't comment on that because that impacts investigation.
Officials tell ABC News that the FBI is increasingly focused on several Trump associates, including Carter Page.